This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound?
We now want to bring in Alan Dershowitz, a Harvard law professor and author of The Case Against Impeaching Trump. Always good to have you here, Professor.
Thank you so much.
So just off the top, just the breaking news that came out overnight with Rudy Giuliani saying that experts think that Michael Cohen's, the tape that was recorded between him and President Trump, was altered in some way or changed. Here's what he said last night.
What we're investigating is how did that happen? What actually did happen? What was eliminated? And then you've got to raise that question with every one of these tapes. How many of them did he play around with?
Look, we don't know what actually happened here. None of us do. But how are you assessing this? How might this impact all of this?
Well, several years ago, I represented the president of the Ukraine, who was being prosecuted based on a tape recording. And we took the tape recording and had it analyzed by experts and discovered that, in fact, it had been tampered with. Words had been shifted around to make him say things he didn't say, and he was acquitted. So I think any good lawyer always wants to have a forensic examination of the tape, particularly a tape that ends so abruptly. Was it erased? Was it stopped at a point in time in order to avoid exculpatory statements from being made? Can we stretch the words to hear clearly whether the statements involve yes cash or no cash? This is typical of what a good lawyer will do when a case is based on tape against his client. So Rudy Giuliani is doing the right thing. So, I don't think we know enough to come to any conclusions yet.
So, Professor, walking this out just a little bit, is there any implication that laws were broken, campaign finance violations broken? Where do you see this if you walk it all the way out?
Well, let's remember something that people have never focused on. That is, Judge Kimblewood is presiding over the matter, appointed a former judge to assess whether this tape was covered by lawyer-client privilege. She concluded that it was covered by lawyer-client privilege, which means she concluded it was not a criminal act, because lawyer-client privilege doesn't cover fraud, crime. It's called the fraud-crime exception. So already we have a judicial determination by a neutral observer that this tape does not constitute crime. So I think that's a very positive development for Giuliani and the Trump team.
Professor, if you listen to Democrats, specifically Representative Denny Heck, he's a Democrat out of Washington. He's a House member of the House Intel Committee. They say, and other networks say, time and time again, the walls are closing in on Trump over this tape and maybe others. Listen to what they're saying.
So I think the walls are closing in. This is Donald Trump's worst nightmare, because it's not just this revelation or this allegation, because it's yet to be corroborated, but it's the fact that there are 99 additional tapes into the one that was revealed this week. We're now beginning to inch into the territory of conspiracy. And what's the difference? Well, collusion isn't a federal crime.
As you said, Professor, collusion, not a federal crime. They say they're inching into the territory of conspiracy. What do you say to that?
Well, it's so interesting. A year ago, people were saying collusion was a crime. A year ago, people were saying obstruction of justice could be charged based on the firing of Cuomo. And I've been saying the opposite, and I've been writing books about it. And finally, my views seem to be coming mainstream. Collusion is not a crime. So I don't see how you can be charging a conspiracy based on collusion. Conspiracy requires an explicit agreement knowingly between people to commit a specific crime. I just don't see that happening. Look, there are these tapes out there. Who knows what the tapes say? The tapes apparently do not involve conversations with President Trump. And so the two questions are they hearsay? And are they admissible, or do they involve lawyer-client communications? Remember that lawyer-client communications can involve conversations between a lawyer and someone else, not the client. For example, another lawyer, or a work product can involve investigations that lawyer is doing. So we're very far from seeing walls closing in based on the fact that we know there are these tapes, because we don't know their content. We don't know with whom they were involving.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
It's what we do. It's not a Republican thing or a Democratic thing, as we say. Getting this country back on track is for the benefit of us all. We thank you for joining in on The Good Fight. I am Bill Martinez, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Jack Alexander joins us now. His brand new book, The God Impulse, The Power of Mercy in an Unmerciful World. Jack, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you, sir?
Hey, Bill. Great to be with you.
Well, you asked the question, have we missed the one thing that has the power to bring relief, hope, and healing to our hurting world?
That's right. I think we have. I think biblical mercy is the answer, and mercy is an engaged heart. And Microsoft did a study saying that the average human attention span is 8 seconds, and goldfish have a 9-second attention span. So... Yeah. I think we're having difficulty building relationships and thus having mercy on each other.
I think you surprised a lot of senior pastors around the country. They said, oh, my goodness, 8 seconds. I didn't realize I had that much time.
So we've already lost half of our listeners, right, Bill?
That's it. It happened so quick. Well, you're right. In a time where justice is of critical importance in our society, a nationwide survey conducted by the Barna Group in partnership with you reveals that only 10% of Christians, 4% of churches rank themselves best at doing justice in comparison to preaching truth or practicing mercy. I mean, that's a surprising number.
Yeah, the book is based on the 4 steps the Good Samaritan took, which was all referred to as mercy. Mm-hmm. And the God Impulse, which is the name of the book, is that first step of seeing and feeling. And basically the premise is if we don't have mercy, then that really has an impact downstream on justice.
I like that you focus on a rather intriguing verse that has been haunting me for a long time. I think ever since I first heard about it and have been reading it time and again over the years. Psalm 85, when mercy and truth meet, justice and peace kiss. You know, that is one of those pondersome lines in the book of Psalms. You know, we often come to that phrase, Selah, which says stop and chew on this. And I got to tell you, I've been stopping and chewing on that forever because there is something so profound in that, is it not?
Yeah, I would say if there's one thing that listeners should hear from this is that I think there's a spiritual battle around the idea of mercy and truth coming together. You see it in the news cycle, and I say that almost like mercy and truth are yelling at each other if you turn on CNN and Fox.
Right.
And this whole idea of integrating mercy and truth together, which is what Jesus did in his ministry, is really what I think the devil hates and I think God loves. So that's what the book's about.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, that whole idea of mercy and truth, you know, coming together, and as a result, there is justice and there is something so godlike and a bit mysterious at the same time when justice reigns, how the people, you know, respond with joy.
Well, and I think the media cycle, these folks make money off of Mercy and Truth not meeting. Mm-hmm. When you think about immigration, for example, you know, one side can say, you know, we're not a country without borders, and we've got, already got immigration rules. And then the other side can say, well, kids are being separated from their families. And there is a way of coming together and talking about creating boundaries and respecting laws, and at the same time having a heart of mercy.
Exactly. Well, and, you know, but we have to cooperate to that end and understand what the ideal is. But if we abandon mercy, then, you know, we've got all this shouting and screaming at one another, as you depicted earlier when we first started the conversation here, Jack. You know, we're not listening. We're not really being solvers of the problem. We're just being, you know, agitators, like we need more of that than solvers.
Yeah, the first press release Barna and I did was on incivility and divisiveness. And, Bill, you'll be shocked at the statistic that we found that only 17% of Christians found it was their personal responsibility to be merciful. They thought it should be churches, Christian organizations, and the government. And it's basically, we're the ones who've been received mercy from Christ. We're the ones that God said we are vessels of mercy as an identity. We're the ones who can stop the cycle of madness. Mm-hmm. Emerson Eggerich calls it the crazy cycle in America.
Exactly.
Well, there's
right.
another cycle in the media. And because we're the ones who understand mercy, we can stop these cycles.
What got lost in translation that people want to subordinate this gift and put it on the church as if, you know, they have no say or no responsibility, you know, to carry the message? I mean, like what, the blind man who was blind, who can now see, says, that's not my problem. I'm going to leave it up to the temple to figure it out and let them, you know, tell my story. Does that make sense?
Well, less than 25% of pastors received training in seminary about mercy.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Seminary was primarily about truth. And if you look at something like Grudem's Systematic Theology, that on the cover it says 500,000 sold, a 1,207-page book, Bill, and there's one paragraph about mercy in the whole book.
Jack, what is mercy?
Mercy is an engaged heart, and it basically, once your heart is engaged, any person you talk to, you know whether their heart's engaged. When I'm with my wife sometimes and she says, Jack, I don't feel like you're present, that's my heart's not engaged. So you start with an engaged heart. And the engaged heart has a burden to provide relief and do it in an attitude of kindness. One of my favorite verses in the Bible, it says, he who is kind to the poor lends to the Lord, and he'll be repaid.
Yeah.
Now, if I had written that verse, I would have said, who's generous to the poor lends to the Lord. But God says, he who's kind to the poor. And Scripture, it's throughout Scripture that this kindness should accompany generosity. And I see this, they've basically been bifurcated. And I think that the world is crying out for hope. And Jesus, everywhere he went, he preached, think truth, and he healed, think mercy. In Matthew 9, he sent out his followers. He says, I want you to preach and I want you to heal. That's truth and that's mercy. And somehow we've separated the two. And I think evangelicals often define biblical mercy as grace. And so that's why I wrote the book, because I think there's a ton of confusion and it's having implications in our society. And the book on Christian, when it came out, said Christians are unloving and judgmental. That's what the world thinks. And that's why I wrote the book.
Well, thank you for writing the book. And we're going to get into it even deeper in this next segment coming up. The God Impulse, the Power of Mercy in an Unmerciful World. Jack Alexander is with us. Jack, when, you know, the Bible talks about, you know, kindness toward the poor, and we got to think about, you know, like always, you know, you break that down. Is it the poor who are actually suffering for a lack thereof, or even the poor in spirit?
Well, I think that the world, another Barna point was to divide a line between who deserves mercy and who doesn't. Mm. By a 5-to-1 ratio, pastors and Christians wanted to give mercy to victims.
Yeah.
You've been hit by a hurricane.
Exactly.
You're a foster child.
We'll pick it up from there when we come back. Jack with us, Jack
Healthcare
Alexander.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
GCN is hiring information technologists with Linux background, Cisco routing, database management, web development, with cross-platform flexibility. If you ever wanted to be involved in an exciting career in radio and love developing new delivery platforms, join the fastest-growing network, GCN. Inquire at careers@gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hey, Dave, you in for golf this weekend?
I can't. I promised I'd find a plumber to fix a sink and a painter to paint it.
Just use Angie's List.
Doesn't that cost money?
Not at all. It's free to find pros in your area who can do the work. You can even read ratings and reviews from other customers.
What about roofing pros?
Angie's List has pros for everything. And to save time, they'll even match you to the best pros for the job.
Oh, that's awesome. Looks like I'll be able to play after all.
Find the best pros for your next project at AngiesList.com.
More could you want? Bill Martinez live.
America, 19 minutes after the top of the hour, just the way you like us, independent, and pursuing the truth, no matter where it leads. I am Bill Martinez, and our conversation with Jack Alexander continues. Jack is chairman of the Reimagine Group, senior fellow at the Sagamore Institute, author of The God Guarantee, as a previous recipient of an Ernst & Young National Entrepreneur of the Year Award, and is a regular speaker, coach, and advisor. And we're talking about his latest book, The God Impulse, The Power of Mercy in an Unmerciful World. You know, you spend even a few minutes scrolling through your news feed, and you'll be bombarded by stories of disenfranchisement, destruction, and discontent. God's first impulse toward our broken world was to show mercy, even when justice was justified, and Jesus has commanded us to go and do likewise. Jack, I've often said on this show that there is this spirit of, a less than spirit that has pervaded our culture. I would say a spirit of invalidation. Boy, I'll tell you, that'll cut off mercy right away, will it not?
It sure will. You know, we're supposed to consider other people more important than ourselves, and sometimes we miss that.
Well, and right before break, and I asked you a question, you know, regarding, you know, mercy, and we couldn't really fulfill the thought because we're running out of time, and I wanted to give you a chance to, you know, pick it up from there.
Yeah, I think that one of the major findings in the Barna study is that we make distinctions about who gets mercy. We think by a 5-to-1 ratio, a victim deserves mercy more than, for example, a prisoner or someone who's sinned against us. Mm-hmm. And yet the heart of the gospel is that I'm a lawbreaker, and that we see that biblical mercy is really treating people. You don't deserve mercy, and that's why it's such a critical, so critical that we understand this.
And probably appreciating that that is most of people's mindset, that we are undeserving of mercy, that when we are Christ-like and extend mercy because mercy has been extended to us, it's pretty overwhelming, is it not?
Yeah, it absolutely is. I had a guy who worked for me, and this guy had all the potential in the world, and I found out he was cheating on his expense reports, and he was sort of hanging with a bad crowd, and I went in and talked to him, and we had an opening in another state for a president of a division, and I told him about how much potential that I saw in him, and that if was he interested, and he about jumped out of his chair, and I said I'd come down and see him every month. I would watch everything he did, and I never talked about those expense reports. I could have fired him. And this guy ran this division for the next 8 years and did an incredible job. Mm-hmm. And the proverb 19:11 that says it's to the glory of a man to overlook a matter. I think every time you overlook something, truth can say you're doing the wrong thing, and so you find this. It's very, very difficult sometimes to discern whether to be merciful or hit someone with the truth.
Did he ever know that you know? Was there any reconciliation on some issues?
When I talked to him about his performance and that we would watch everything he did, a look came across his face, and I think he knew that I knew. And to me, it's almost like a greater love to call out the best, to see the best in someone. And I think it was the right decision. I had prayed about that because I literally just said, how can I do this? Mm. And yet I felt that through that verse about it's to our glory sometimes when we overlook things.
Exactly.
But it's a difficult challenge, but I think Bill Hart, God's heart is actually bent towards mercy. Mm-hmm. So when we seek him and ask for his guidance and have our heart, which is the God impulse, to be bent towards mercy, mm-hmm. the rewards from it, I think, are just incredible.
Well, Jack, the fact that you even had the wisdom to ask God, you know, how to deal with this issue and to listen to the Holy Spirit leading you along that way, I'm sure you probably, after that occurred, you know, you realized it was for God's glory and that it wasn't you, that you were an agent of mercy, that God extended to him. And that is the thing about the truth. It does break through, and it always hits its mark. Again, this is all part and parcel of what God tells us about that word that goes out and find its mate. And we don't know what that word is. And in this case, it would appear that this individual got the word. It found its mate that indicted him, that knew that he knew that you knew, and that he needed to get his act together. And this was a glorious opportunity for him to mend his ways and be a positive asset to the organization and to others around him.
Well, to give an opposite story, I saw a friend about 3 months ago. I said, I haven't seen you at church. He says, well, I don't go to our church, the church anymore. I said, well, what happened? He said, well, my daughter got pregnant out of wedlock. After a service, we went down to the front for prayer. And so we shared with the elder at the front, and the elder looked her in the eye and said, have you repented?
Yeah.
And he says, we've never gone back.
Mm-hmm.
And did the girl need to repent? Sure. Was that the right time to share that with her? I don't think so.
Right.
And I think that truth without mercy can be like a blunt object.
Yeah.
And so I think that's why when mercy and truth come together, where your heart is bent towards someone, and then you see what God's heart is for the person, and it can be to show mercy, and sometimes if someone is defiant or something, that the truth and boundaries are the right thing, and toughness is right. But
exactly.
I see that this, if 83% of our people feel like mercy isn't their responsibility, could that be evidence of why the world thinks we're unloving people?
Exactly. We're a hammer looking for a nail.
Yeah.
You know, sadly. And amazing, because when we pause for a moment and realize how God has been merciful to us, boy, I'll tell you, a lot of fingers come right back at us. And you know, have we been, you know, agents of mercy and truth and seen where justice and peace kiss? That's the question. And your book, I like also you made mention to Les Miserables, that is one of your favorite plays and mine as well. It's quite redemptive, isn't it?
Yeah, so I'd say for listeners out there that maybe, like, because we found 25% of Christians have somebody in their life they can't forgive. And a lot of people forget what the bishop whispered to Jean Valjean after, you know, he basically said, you forgot the candlesticks.
Mm.
He said, tonight I have bought your soul for God. And to realize that however someone may have sinned against me or you, that if we see the value of their soul as so much greater than the offense or the pain or the problem that we have, if we can, and that's in the book what I call divine mercy, because we get in the area of the divine when we're literally willing to look at the value of someone's soul.
Exactly. Well, the full findings of the Barna Alexander study on mercy and forgiveness will be released in the spring of 2019, March, I guess, to be more precise. It'll be in a new book providing a fuller picture of Christians and Protestant pastors' perspectives and practices in these areas. Meanwhile, Jack's current book, The God Impulse, provides an entry point and pathway into justice by elevating mercy, empowering us to practice God's impulse to see, go, do, and endure. Jack, the book available in all the usual places, correct?
Yeah, it comes out tomorrow. July 31st is our national release date. And thank you so much for inviting me on your show.
Well, Jack, thank you for giving us all a preview. I'm looking forward to it, looking forward to the further study that will be coming out in spring. But there is so much here to cause us to take pause and for us to ask, you know, are we being agents of mercy that are saving the souls of our brothers and sisters that we come in contact. The God Impulse, the power of mercy in an unmerciful world. Jack Alexander. Thank you, Jack.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest
smallest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Six people dead, seven people now listed as missing in the Redding area of Northern California as the huge car fire continues to burn. This woman saying not only did her home burn, but so did everyone else's she knows.
It was all of our family, all of our friends, all of our children's friends, and it's a big loss.
The fire continuing to grow, now over 95,000 acres. It's only 17%, and it's destroyed over 800 buildings. The suspect charged in the mass shooting at the Capital Gazette newsroom in Annapolis, Maryland last month will not be in court today as scheduled. For some reason, the initial appearance of Jared Ramos has been taken off the docket. Last month, a grand jury indicted Ramos on 23 charges. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
I'm Captain Obvious, and Hotels.com rewards me basically everywhere I stay. So why am I currently skipping stones with four locals and one grizzly bear outside this Riverside Lodge in Portland? Because Hotels.com lets me do me. And because, honestly, the bear just kind of joined in, and now we're afraid that if we stop, he'll get angry. He can smell our fear. Hotels.com. You do you, and get rewarded.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
You've reached Bill Martinez live for Spanish Press 2.
America, Bill Martinez here. It's always great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day with you right here at the intersection of faith and politics, where we're committed to pursue the truth no matter where it leads. And to this point is the man who has us all manning our oars. I'm talking about Lou Euler, nationally recognized expert on tax limitation, tax and spend, budgetary issues, all those issues that mean so much to the dining tables across America, don't they, Lou?
I'll tell you, the tax reform, you know, we've got all this confusion going on in Washington about Putin and about Mueller and the investigations and this, that, and the other thing. The real anchor to Windward, the real important stuff, is what tax reform and tax reduction is doing to aid average Americans and their families back home, where they live, where they work, the jobs that have been increased, the rates of salary increases, et cetera. That's the real issue that will shape this fall's elections.
Yeah, it's what they call the kitchen table issues. It's what we talk around, the dining table, with our family, which comes out, and the Democrats are only hoping they can cloud that issue, because there's lots of wind to the back of this administration and to we the people who are enjoying the benefits thereof.
Exactly right. And many of our friends and associates in Washington and their organizations are now joining with us in the campaign to protect and expand tax reform, and are tracking what's going on district by district and state by state. For example, the Heritage Foundation, our good friends there, have been calculating what the tax reform means, and they say that over the next 10 years, because of the larger economy we're now growing with, the typical American could benefit over $26,000 in take-home pay, and the family of four, $45,000. And that's the direct result of this kind of positive legislative action in Washington.
And that's a snapshot as it stands today, Lou. And I guess what people are realizing is the fact that there are more jobs than people, it's affording an opportunity for many households to upgrade. You know, the Obama administration brought us a working concept of three jobs, no benefits, and we are working our tails off. I mean, the 60, 70-hour work week was becoming very typical under that administration. Under Donald Trump now, things are getting back to the normal that we're used to, a 40, 50-hour work week, one job, not having to work three. I know the gal from New York, Ocasio-Cortez, is trying to put out this false narrative, which is a blatant lie, that the reason the unemployment is so low is because people are working three jobs. On the face of it all, she is very dangerous in spewing things out, but that's what, you know, that's what people who are motivated by socialism, they cannot stand on the truth, so they make up lies.
Now, you're absolutely right. Now, what this has done, of course, is by reducing the unemployment level to lowest in many, many years, especially for blacks and Hispanics. And so this allows people who are in jobs that they may only marginally enjoy and to benefit from, to be able to reach out, change jobs, get additional education, upgrade their weekly and monthly salaries. So all of it together is such a positive thing. It's not just that they're taking home more pay, but they're much more satisfied personally.
Exactly.
Because they have the opportunity to do what they want to do rather than what they're forced to do.
Exactly. And that is the trend line that Democrats are underestimating, because their checks that they cash every week or every 2 weeks is a thank you, Mr. Trump, against the false narrative that liberals and progressives would want to put out there. I mean, how do you deny the growth of this country?
Exactly right. And we expect on Friday to have official report of the second quarter growth rate. And as Peter Ferrer and I in a recent column predicted, it appears now we will exceed 4% growth in that quarter, en route to 5% and 6% that we enjoyed under Ronald Reagan and JFK. So we're back to the normal. You know, Obama's apologists and some of his economists said there's a new normal, and that's going to be 1 or 1.5% growth per year. That's baloney. We're just blowing that out of the water.
Again, we're proving what they could not fathom, and that is the exceptionalism of the people of this great country. I mean, the exceptionalism has been resident. If anything, they did everything to squash it, and that's proof positive, because you look what Donald Trump did by eliminating all these regulations, tax cuts, inspiring people again to dream big dreams, which Kennedy did and Ronald Reagan did, and, Katie barred the door. I mean, we're busting loose here, and, and at record speeds, I mean, which demonstrates just how much pent-up energy and productivity was just lying there on the sidelines because of the policies of the Democrats and one Barack Obama.
Exactly right. And, you know, the hallmark of good economic times is the creation of a number of startup small businesses, and those small businesses dried up during the Obama years, and each new business in its first year averages about 6 employees at the end of that year. And so we're back to that dynamic that is so intensely important for the viability and for the growth of our nation.
Well, Lou, and you mentioned it earlier, I want to go back to that, and that is the enthusiasm factor that's taking place. People are willing and eager to dream big dreams again because they have a fair shot at it. That's what's going on. I mean, I've spoken directly with at least a half a dozen bankers. They all agree small business right now in America, you talk about the wind being at their back, it is absolutely exciting what's going on. And what gets me excited is what it means for individuals, Lou, and their families. You know, to dream big dreams, to have that business you always wanted to have that you felt you couldn't have a fair shot at it because regulations were hamstringing you. And now, because of what Donald Trump has done in enacting positive growth policies, you know, everybody's jumping in. The water's fine. It's exciting. And, you know, what that does to, you know, the heart and soul of individual Americans, to me, you know, just gets me more excited than all the rumor mills and the negative reporting that the fake news would want you to believe. It's all one big distraction. And what I'm concerned about with some of this distraction, you know, we're over Putin, you know, to death. We're over all these, you know, pole dancers or whatever it is. But what is that doing for America? Could you imagine where we'd be at right now if even the media, you know, presented 50-50 narrative on Trump? We know that the ratio is 90-10. 90-10, 90% negative reporting on this president. I mean, you really have to go out of your way to hit 90%.
That's right. And you know, what's interesting is Trump's personal numbers and approval rating keeps going up despite all this nonsense. And then the corollary of stuff that's happening, like the Dodd-Frank reform legislation that the Congress has recently passed, is restoring the strength and dynamism of local community banks, so
exactly.
They're able to lend to these new small businesses, and so it's a new day in America.
Without a doubt. Lou Euler, founder president of the National Tax Limitation Committee, on Bill Martinez Live. Lou, it's always an honor and a pleasure to have you with us. Have a great day.
Great to be with you.
Dan Perkins here from Songs and Stories for Soldiers.us with your Veterans Tip of the Day. Another promise kept by Donald Trump, and this one is for us, the veterans. The Veterans Mission Act was passed by the Congress on a nonpartisan basis to support all of you who have served our country. The act has many provisions and benefits for you, the American veteran. One major change is to remove the limitations on home health care benefits that was limited to only veterans after 9/11. Another provision gives you the treatment options for private care if you live more than 40 miles from a VA hospital. So here's your Veterans Tip of the Day. Go to the VA.gov website and find your local VA office. Talk to them about how you may gain access to private health care paid for by the VA. Your quality of life depends upon your action. This has been Dan Perkins with your Songs and Stories for Soldiers.us Veterans Tip of the Day.
If you are age 85 or younger, call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-540-8816. 800-540-8816. 800-540-8816. Call now. That's 800-540-8816.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
You didn't think they'd get away with it, did you? Bill Martinez, live.
Welcome back, America. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. It's always great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. Larry Moyer joins us now. His book, A Mentor's Wisdom, Lessons I Learned from Haddon Robinson. A little bit of background on Dr. Moyer. He's the founder and CEO of Eventel. Is a frequent speaker in evangelistic outreaches, training seminars, churches, and classrooms across the world. Dr. Moyer, good to have you with us. How are you, sir?
Thank you. Good to be with you, Bill.
Well, I always love it when we can get nuggets of the geniuses in our lives to come together. And you have done this in a way that honors Haddon Robinson and honors the rest of us who can pick up on these nuggets, because we didn't have the opportunity and ability to be able to learn probably as much as you've forgotten.
Well, I appreciate that. I cannot begin to tell you the impact that he had upon my life. And when Henderson Publishers told me they wanted to publish it, I really felt great about it, because I felt it was such an honor, way to honor the person who had impacted my life and played a big part in just starting Eventel, our evangelistic ministry.
Right. What was it about Haddon Robinson that made him so special?
I think just the way that it was a God-gifted wisdom. I met him when I went to Dallas Seminary. He was my preaching professor and became my mentor. And again, had a big impact on my life. And I just think he's a God-given wisdom. And what attracted me was his ability to communicate.
Mm-hmm.
Because I wanted to be a preacher. And I was really impressed with him there.
Mm-hmm. And in terms, I mean, to be able to meet him at seminary like this and get to know him and be able to say today that you looked at him as a mentor, whenever we come in contact with gifts of God like this, the mentors, it's like you cannot seem to take notes fast enough, right?
Yes, and someone in my office suggested I write down 45 things he taught me, and because to celebrate our 45th anniversary, mm-hmm. and again, Henderson Publishers said we want to publish it, it wasn't hard to all to come up with 45, because I probably could have come up with more like 75 if I thought about it more. But just the nuggets of wisdom, you used a good word, Bill, nuggets, mm-hmm. not something that we spent 2 days together, because we never did, but mm-hmm. just moment by moment, day by day, things that he shared.
Yeah, and you know, the Bible speaks of it, is that when you get those nuggets of wisdom, as I say, you're willing to sell everything for those. And I guess maybe that's why it sticks with me, that when you run into these nuggets like this, you're going, whoa, this is, you know, number one, I have the sense that you're on hallowed ground. And number two, here's somebody who has gone before that has so much experience and I guess love for his fellow man that he's willing to share. Hey, look at this is what I found out from life.
Yes, I subscribe to the theory that mentoring happens. I never asked him to be my mentor. He never said, I'd like to mentor you. One day in class, he said, the people I help the most are those who come after me. Mm. I thought, look out, here I come.
exactly.
Mentoring happens. And mm-hmm. just there's no way I could even put a dollar amount on things he taught me, things he saved me, hardships mm-hmm. he saved me, growth he gave me as a result of those nuggets.
Well, you know, as Larry just shared with us, you know, here he is, he's putting this book together, 45 nuggets of wisdom, 45 a mentor's wisdom. So he's made note of 45, could go on and on. Obviously, we're not going to be able to get to all 45, but this is why we call this a tease and why you need to get your hands on his book so that way you can garner all the nuggets there that Larry shares with us. And what a blessing, Dr. Moyer, that you would do that on behalf of. So right up front, because we're going to get into this and I don't want to run out of time, remind people how they can get their hands on your book and to be in touch with your ministry.
Well, go to our website, Evantel, EBANTELL.org, and you'll find that's one way to get it. You can call our office, 1-800-947-7359, 1-800-947-7359. But it's called A Mentor's Wisdom, mm-hmm. Lessons I Learned from Adam Robinson. And some bookstores are carrying it, of course, and published by Hendrickson Publishers.
Excellent. Okay, well, get your hands on the book, and we're going to give you some more teas because we're going to talk about some of these nuggets that were passed on from Haddon Robinson to Dr. Larry Moyer. You know, like all nuggets, they come, it's kind of like the Bible refers to that word aptly spoken. Probably in your journey, there were aptly spoken nuggets that came your way from Haddon Robinson. Why don't you share some with us?
Well, it's interesting. The first one is, decide now what you want your gravestone and live your life backwards from there.
Mm-hmm.
It's interesting, when I wrote these down, Hendrickson Publishers selected that as the first one, and I've got a lot of comments about that one. He said, decide now what you want your gravestone, live your life backwards from there, because too many times we don't think about what we want our lives to count for,
mm-hmm.
and it was actually how we want to be known, and that makes a great difference in the way you live life. So you decide now what you want to be known for, something far more important than your name and your dates on your tombstone, and then you live your life backwards from there.
Exactly. Well, God who knows the end from the beginning, right? It's almost that's the way he plans our life. He takes us to the end, brings us back to the beginning, and says, go ahead. I've seen you there. I've given you everything you need to do to get to the end, so be off and rolling. So that would certainly be very consistent with what God has said about our lives. Share another one. What's number two?
Well, another one that people have been commenting on is never make decisions in the midst of a mood.
Mm.
Never make decisions in the midst of a mood, because the problem with that is your feelings cannot always be trusted. You may be in a mood where you're making a good decision, or you may be in a happy mood but still making a bad decision.
Mm.
Be in a bad mood, make a wrong decision. But the point is, don't make decisions in the midst of a mood, because that mood cannot always be trusted. Make sure you're thinking through what you're doing, because there are high moments and low moments, everything in life.
Well, I'll tell you something our culture should pay heed to. I'd shared that with our audience last week. Had it been the Holy Spirit, I must have been channeling your book here, because I said the emotions of our country and the culture is so intense right now that we needed to be careful about the decisions that we make in light of this this emotion that's driving us. So interesting. All right, give us another one.
Well, it's interesting how many people have commented on this. Your children will bring you the highest of highs and the lowest of lows. Your children will bring you the highest of highs, the lowest of lows. The fact is, any parent goes through this. There are times you're extremely high. You don't care for anyone more than your children. So when they're high, you're high. When they're low, you're low. And he wasn't saying it's right or wrong. He's just saying it's a fact of life. Your children will bring you the highest of highs, lowest of lows. And I saw him go through this himself. I've gone through it with my own son. Mm-hmm. That's a fact of life.
Yeah.
And just to know that's going to happen, just to be aware that's going to happen, can sometimes be a big help to you, Bill.
Yeah, it doesn't. It kind of takes away the surprise, because sometimes, especially not so much in the high ends, but certainly in the low ends, right? You know, that's where it catches you by surprise and could really rattle you.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And just to be aware that's going to happen can be a big thing. Another thing was that when the Henriksen publishers broke this down, they broke it down to six different topics, mm-hmm. like life lessons and work counsel and spiritual advice, public speaking, leadership, evangelism, mm-hmm. and they broke it down in different areas, which I thought was very helpful. And one thing that really touched me, because I'm an evangelist, and mm-hmm. everything we do is training people in evangelism, he said, everyone you meet is going to live forever. The only question is where.
Yeah,
what are you doing
yes.
to make the difference?
Mm,
everyone
yes.
you meet is going to live forever. The only question is where. What are you doing to make the difference? Well, people are either forever separated from God, or they're forever with God. But God has said we as human beings can make the difference by sharing the gospel. And I don't think we always look at people as forever people. Mm-hmm. Everyone you meet is a forever person.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to be forever with God or forever separated from God.
Wow. I'll tell you, that is one that will stop you in your tracks and cause you to go into what the Bible calls a Salem moment, right?
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Yeah.
It causes you to really rearrange your priority, what's important in life and what isn't. I've said to many people when traveling, the only thing you take with you to heaven is a friend.
Mm.
And people have told me years later how much that impacted them. The only thing you take with you to heaven is a friend.
Well, you know, Dr. Moyer, as an evangelist, and we're all called to evangelism, you know, if you've had that moment, and we've all had that moment, sometimes we just... You know, maybe we fail to really perceive the significance of a life change that happens when we are, we come in contact with Jesus Christ. But it is so earth-shattering, isn't it? Much like the blind man who was blind clearly, now he sees, can't explain
right.
it, but knows that something supernatural has occurred in his life. And sometimes in our humanity, we just step over that miraculous moment, and maybe because of that we lose that that heart for evangelism. What do you say? We got about a minute left.
Well, yeah, I think so many times, you know, I always tell people, you know, always ask the question, how important is this going to be 100 years from now?
Mm-hmm.
Well, 100 years from now, things don't matter that much. It's people that matters. And that's why life's got to be turned around people, not around things. Because people are what matters, not things.
Amen. Well, Dr. Larry Moyer has been with us. His book, A Mentor's Wisdom, Lessons I Learned from Haddon Robinson. So many golden nuggets. This is why you need to get your hands on the book. Remind everybody once again how they can be in touch with your ministry.
Go to evantell.org, E-V-A-N-T-L-L, remember it's two L's, E-V-A-N-T-L-L.org, and there go to our website, talks about all the training we have available, some online training, books, and everything else, outreaches, and that's the best way to spend time on our website.
That's great. Dr. Moyer, thanks again. You're such a blessing. Appreciate it.
Well, thank you, Bill. I enjoyed being in your program.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at HBExtract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's HBExtract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at HBExtract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
It's a no-brainer.